From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore, saying the deal would not only create economic opportunities for the countries involved, but also serve as a show of support for good governance, transparency, and accountability. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants. Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030 is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as too costly and illegal. Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world. The two leaders said they discussed other global crises in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and South Sudan. Forces backing Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansur Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels Tuesday as they continue to push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. After several days of fighting, the pro-government forces, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al Anad airbase located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. Pro-government sources said the fighting left 70 Houthi rebels dead, dozens captured, with at least 24 loyalist troops killed. This is VOA News. Republican presidential contenders hold their first debate Thursday, that is Thursday in Cleveland, the first major event in what promises to be a long and hard-fought battle for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Soaring above the rest of the Republican field on the eve of the first debate is billionaire Donald Trump. He leads the polls, and his blunt talk is drawing big crowds.
There's a movement going on, and it's a very strong movement. We want to take back this country. We have to take it back. We have to take it back.
Trump was not present when most of the Republican field took part in a candidates' forum Monday in New Hampshire. But on Thursday, only 10 of the 17 contenders will be allowed in the debate based on their standing in public opinion polls. But Trump has touched a nerve with frustrated and angry Republican voters, says Carlin Bowman.
There's just enormous dissatisfaction with Washington.
The stage is now set for the first major face-off of the 2016 campaign. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia submitted a claim to the United Nations Tuesday for 1.2 million square kilometers of Arctic seashelf extending more than 650 kilometers from the shore, that is. Under international law, a country has exclusive economic rights over the Arctic shelf within a 370 kilometer radius from its coast. However, Arctic nations have inclined to claim greater areas. Russia, the United States, Canada, Denmark, and Norway have tried to assert jurisdiction over parts of the Arctic, which is believed to have up to a quarter of the Earth's undiscovered oil and gas. U.S. President Barack Obama is planning a major speech Wednesday to argue for congressional and public support for the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. The president also is meeting with American Jewish leaders later Tuesday to promote the accord. Israel and many Jewish leaders in the United States have criticized the nuclear accord. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will discuss the key issues that explain why the accord deserves widespread support and why Congress should back the international effort. Many lawmakers say they need to be convinced that Iran's compliance can be verified and any violations detected. More than 9,000 firefighters are battling to contain 21 wildfires in California that have forced thousands to flee their homes and burned large swaths of land. The largest fire, the Rocky Fire, grew to 263 square kilometers early Tuesday. The unpredictable blaze broke out 7 days ago, has burned 50 structures, including 24 homes, and forced 13,000 people to flee their homes. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.